from the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Price Sisters. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Tonight we are so pleased to present the Price Sisters. They were first on Red Barn Radio as students with Morehead State University's traditional music program. The Price Sisters are now Rebel Records' newest recording artists, and if you know Rebel Records, you'll know that they're in good company. Their self-debut is a self-titled recording and was recorded in Nashville, and I'm holding it here in my hot little hands. Tonight with Lauren and Leanna are their guests. Looks like our new house band, Ruth McLean, Raymond McLean, and also Daxton Lewis. We're so glad to have all of you guys here tonight. Please welcome tonight's guests to the Red Barn Radio stage. Here are the Price Sisters. Well, all right then. There you have it. You're listening to the Price Sisters, folks. You're listening to Red Barn Radio. We are so pleased to have with us this evening Lauren and Leanna Price and their band. I think we have to start with Sardis, and you could tell us perhaps a little bit about the hometown that you came from, the town that raised you. Were you there through your teen years?
We grew up in Sardis, Ohio. I don't know if any of y'all would be familiar with Marietta, Ohio, or Wheeling, West Virginia.
Leanna Price.
If you look on a map, between Wheeling, West Virginia and Marietta, Ohio, we're kind of smack dab in the middle of that, right on the river. So that's really the best way we tell people about that, because it's a really tiny town.
And why do people live there?
Well, pretty. It's pretty.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason. Is there some industry somewhere near there?
Well, there's a lot of aluminum. The aluminum industry kind of started there, you know, and coal and lots of things like that. So that's really what was big there in years past, and that's still going on. And now there's a little bit more with the oil industry.
And what about your family, your relatives? Did they also live there? I know your mom's in the audience. No mistaking her for your mom, that's for sure.
Our mom and our grandma actually came tonight. We're really glad that they could come. They surprised us. We didn't know that was going to happen, so that was really nice.
Thank you.
kind of work did your family do around Sardis?
Our grandpa's side of the family, our Nana's husband, Richard Toole, his family actually settled the area. It's now called Sardis, Ohio, and 5 minutes down the road is Fly, Ohio. We kind of claim both of those towns in a way, but Fly, Ohio used to be called Toole's Landing. Richard Toole's family started a ferry landing there when the oil business took off in the late 1800s, and they really settled that area, so that's kind of how that got started.
So what about music? What kind of music were you raised with?
Well, lots of kinds. We were really fortunate. Both our mother's side of the family and our father's side of the family loved music, and many of them played, especially on our mother's side of the family. They played when they were young for square dances in the early 1900s, fiddle and guitar and accordion and things like that. They played a lot for the square dances in the area. And then our dad's side of the family, they played some, but a lot of them sing. So our dad plays guitar, though, of course, but a lot of them sing a lot.
And if I can interject, you really should hear our Nana play piano, who's here with us tonight. She won't tell you, but we get a lot of talent from her, too.
Well, all right. The two of you sing together when you were young?
Yeah.
Lauren Price.
Like Leanna kind of talked, we've really grown up with it. Not so formally, but like she mentioned, it was just always something that our family did whenever we'd all get together at our Nana's house and Nan and Pap's. Pap was a really big Jimmy Rogers fan, and so he'd always play the records, and Nana would play piano. And then on the Price side of the family, our dad's home place, they still have the family farmhouse, actually, that they were all raised in. And so our aunts and uncles get together on the holidays, and we grew up doing that when we were little, and our dad would play guitar, and everybody would just kind of sing and spend the evenings that way. So I guess it really started, you know, I'd sit on one of their laps and Leanna would sit on the other, and we'd just listen to it and just started following along, I guess. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it's always been there. And of course, we started taking lessons when we were 9, I believe, on our instruments, and just kind of evolved from that. We always liked old time music, but it grew into bluegrass, and a lot's happened since then, but that's
kind of
a gist.
Seems so, yeah. So you started taking lessons at 9. Was that something that you asked to do, or was it something that a parent said you should do?
That was more of something that we asked to do, because like Lauren said, our dad always played guitar, so we were always with them singing, of course, but we wanted to learn to play something too so we could play it with them. And I don't really even know how we picked the instruments that we did, but this is what we ended up with, and this is what we've stuck with. Thanks so much for coming out tonight. I'll take just a second here to introduce everybody for you, in case you might have missed that listening there at home. On the guitar over here, we're awful happy to have him with us tonight. This is going to be a real treat for all of us, I think, and for you too. An amazing man, an amazing friend, amazing musician. We're really happy to have Raymond McLean on the guitar tonight. And back here on the bass, she's also an amazing lady. She's become one of our closest friends, and we love her to death. She's a wonderful bass player, and I know some of you all know her out there, so we're really glad to have her with us tonight, too, is Miss Ruth McLean. And over here on the banjo, I know some of you all might have seen him last week, too. But he's from West Liberty, Kentucky, and he's one of the finest banjo players you'll ever hear, I think, and one of the best ones that you'll hear for a long time. So please make welcome Daxon Lewis. And over here on the mandolin and doing a lot of the high tenor singing like Bill Monroe used to do is my twin sister, Lauren Price. And on the fiddle work and doing most of the lead singing tonight for all of y'all is my twin sister, Leanna Price.
Let me hear
two of you known as musicians in your high school?
Yes and no. There's not a whole lot of music, you know, in that area, or this kind of music. We did play when we could, when the opportunity was there. So.
You didn't have a lot of friends who bought bluegrass records and stuff?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, neither did I. And that's changed, of course, now. But let's go ahead to Elkins, West Virginia. What is it that made you choose to go to school there?
When we got to be in high school, we really started listening to bluegrass a lot, as opposed to, you know, more old-time stuff. We love all of it. But that was really kind of when we discovered a lot of Bill Monroe's music, and we ended up taking some workshop classes at the Augusta Heritage Center, which is in Elkins, at Davis and Elkins College. And we knew some of the faculty there and liked the area. We actually got a scholarship to be in their old-time string band at the time.
So, Leanna, do they have a traditional music program?
Yes, it's very small. It's just starting. They have a band that they go around and, you know, tour different places, but it's more of an elective type deal. There.
Seems like a great place for one.
Yeah.
You know, that location with all the sort of stuff that goes on up there.
It's a gorgeous place, and we loved the school. You know, it's a great school, but it ended up just not being exactly what we wanted in the end. But
yeah. Do you want something a little more competitive?
I don't know if I'd say that necessarily, but while we were there, we were playing a little bit when we could, you know, whenever the class would meet. But that was really it, and no, we were also both undecided majors at the time. We didn't know what we wanted to do. But we realized that we weren't playing much, and in our later years of high school in particular, we started going to a lot of festivals and realized how much we enjoyed it. And then for that amount of time, we weren't playing a whole lot when we started college and realized how much we missed it. And we'd checked out different traditional music programs at Elkins, and we'd looked at ETSU a little bit, and Glenville State, you know, they're all great, but nothing really seemed to fit. So it just happened one day that we were in Moorhead and came to visit the center there. And
so wait a minute, it happened that you were in Moorhead?
Well, yeah, do you want to? Our first year in college during that fall semester, we were getting ready to play at the Jerusalem Ridge Festival in Rosine, Kentucky. And so a fellow that we had asked to play banjo with us was Tyler Mullins. A lot of you are familiar with Tyler. And we found out that Tyler went to school at Moorhead, and he was a student in the traditional music program. So since we were coming from Ohio to Rosine is about 8 hours, and Moorhead was about the halfway point. So we were going to stay there overnight anyway, and then meet with Tyler the next day to practice for our set at the festival. It worked out. He just said, well, why don't you come to the music center and practice? There's plenty of space there, and I'm sure everybody would love to hear it if they can. And so we did, and we walked in the door, and, you know, this might seem silly, but the very first picture that you really see when you come in the door of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is one sitting above the desk, the front desk, that's got Bill Monroe and Bobby Osborne sitting at the 1965 Bluegrass Festival in Fincastle, Virginia. And I know personally, I walked in there and it's just like, well, this is cool. And we met Raymond that day, and I'm not sure if we got to meet Ruth that day, but Raymond came in when we were practicing with Tyler, and it was just kind of like a light bulb went off. I don't know what to us was different with Moorhead than the other traditional music programs, but somehow we were convinced that, you know, we need to pursue this more than what we were doing, and we really loved it. And so that's where we came to be, and I feel like we've really grown a lot since we've been there, and I'm really thankful for everything we've gotten to do.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Yakey.
Telling me I think, how to feel, what you say, taking back the woman I was. I was a dreamer, full unbeliever, grace and trust and life and love. I was foolish, may you break through this wall so high that I built up. Tables have turned, yeah, you should be scared. It's gonna get lonely way up there on your pedestal. You wanted to change me, make me what you wanted. You got what you want, still it wasn't enough. I can't keep on keeping your misleading secrets. Being honest sure feels good. Now you telling me how to think, how to feel, what to say, taking back the woman I was. I was a dreamer, full unbeliever, grace and trust and life and love. I was foolish, may you break through this wall so high that I built up. Tables have turned, yeah, you should be scared. It's gonna get lonely way up there on your pedestal. I put you high.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Price Sisters, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Price Sisters after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.